M47 recording length 13 minutes and 13 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 47 open cluster M47, and GC2422. Type D. In Puppus M47.jpg, write ascension 07, 36.6, H colon M, declination, 14, 30, Deg colon M, distance 1.6. Cli, visual brightness 5.2, mag, apparent dimension 30.0, arc min, discovered before 1654 by Giovanni Battista Hadrona, open cluster Messier 47, million 47, and GC2422, is a coarse, bright cluster which can be glimpsed with the naked eye under good conditions as a dim nebulosity. M47 was discovered before 1654 by Hadrona, who described it as a nebulosa between the two dogs. This fact, however, remained secret until 1984 when his book came to light. So Charles Messier discovered this cluster independently on February 19, 1771, and described it as a cluster of stars brighter than those of apparently neighbored M46, but Messier did assign error when computing the position of M47. So that it was a missing object until 1959, when it was identified by T.F. Morris, together with the also missing M48. It is interesting that despite Messier's error, Caroline Herschel observed and identified M47 at least twice in early 1783. Several historians have reported that M47 had been previously identified by Oswald Thomas in 1934. But this is apparently a confusion with that author's identification of M48 as a consequence of Messier's error. William Herschel also independently rediscovered it on February 4, 1785, and gave it the number HVIII.38. Messier's erroneous position was also surviving in many catalogues, including John Herschel's GC, as GC1594, and Dreyer's and GC, and GC2478. Although there was no object, or as John Herschel, in his notes on the GC, put it, this cluster has not since been observed, it is probably a very loose and poor one. Open cluster M47 is a coarse cluster of bright stars, and contains about 50 stars in a region 12 light-years in diameter. In the central portion, the stellar density is about 16 stars per cubic parsec, while the average density of the whole cluster is only 0.62 stars per cubic parsec. According to Waddingquist, as quoted by Kenneth Glenn Jones, its distance is about 1,600 light-years, values scatter from 1,560 to 1,750 light-years, so that the stars of M47 appear scattered over an area in the sky of the same size as the full moon, 30 arc minutes. The cluster's Trumpler type is given discordantly as II, 3, M, Glenn Jones, I, 3, M, Gertz, and III, 2, M, Sky Catalog 2000. The brightest star is of spectral class B2 and mag 5.7. The overall population resembles that of the Pleiades. It also contains two orange K giants with luminosity of about 200 times that of the Sun each. The Sky Catalog 2000 gives an estimated age of 78 million years for this stellar swarm, which is receding from us at 9 km/sec. The bright star nearest to the center of our photo is the fine double sigma 1121, with components of mag 7.9 both unseparated by 7.4 arc seconds. Messier 47 observations and descriptions discovered before 1654 by Giovanni Battista Hadrona, independently rediscovered by Charles Messier on February 19, 1771, but missed. Independently rediscovered by William Herschel on February 4, 1785. Messier, M47, February 19, 1771. 47. Cluster of stars, little distant from the preceding. The stars are greater, brighter. The middle of the cluster was compared with the same star, 2 Navis. The cluster contains no nebulosity, at the position recorded by Messier, which also found its way into John Herschel's GC as GC1594 and, consequently, into Dreyer's and GC as and GC2478. No cluster is found, so that this object was missed. until Oswald Thomas identified it correctly, but perhaps by chance in 1934 as Herschel's cluster HVII.38, and GC2422, and T.F. Morris, in 1959, realized that Messier had done a simple sign error in raw difference when reducing the positional data. Hodrina, HIV.1. Caroline Herschel observed it on February 26, 1783, despite it was later found a missing Messier object. Also observed M41 that night. Also observed M47 on March 4, 1783, the night she took M46 for a new object, perhaps because of Messier's wrong position for M47. William Herschel, HVII.38, VII.38, February 4, 1785, ACL of PCOM, LNS Street, R above 15, D. A cluster of pretty compressed large bright, and small faint, stars. Ground, above more than, 15, diameter. John Herschel, 1833, H459. H459 equals HVII.38, actually HVII.38. Sweep 111, December 16, 1827. Raw 7H 28 meters 46.4s. NPD 104D6, 28, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, the chief asterisk of L, P. Rich, STRAGGLCL, it is double, the chief star of a large, pretty rich, straggling cluster, it the star, is double, Smythe, CCXCVI296, HVII.38M47, CCXCVI38HVII Argonavis now Puppis, R7H29m12s, DEC N14DO8.3 mean epoch of observation, 1834.21 March 1834, position 308D.8, W8, distance 8.0, W4, a double star in a loose cluster of the Milky Way, over the Argo's stern. And one of those seized by Bode to make his Officina Typographica, a 7.5 mag, and B8, both bright bluish-white, its inhabit a very splendid field of large and small stars, disposed somewhat in lozenge shape, and preceded by a 7th magnitude star, with a companion about 20 nf north following, no, of, it, the cluster was not registered till 1785 actually it was seen by Messier but wrongly positioned. But the double star is 63 HII, the former measures of which are W. Herschel pose 300D12, dist 6.50 plus slash up 1782.78 south 303D20, 7.44 1825.02 Struve 304D44, 7.46 1831.44, 2 fish this object up. Run a line about 12 deg east by north from Sirius and intersect it by another from Pollux through Procyon, and continue 20 deg lower down. It is in a very rich vicinity. John Herschel, 1847, H3088, H3088 equals HVII.38 equals H.459, Sweep 757, December 11, 1836. Raw 7H 28 meters 49.6s, NPD 104D6, 50, 1830.0, a very L, pretty rich, splendid cluster, which more than fills the field, place of the chief asterisk of fine double star, and B, PD by Ops 103D, but this is a mistake, the cluster is VII.38, and not VII.38. as misprinted in H.459. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC1551. GC1551 equals H.459 equals H.3088 equals HVII.38, Raw 7H 30 meters 10.8s, NPD 104D10, 31.8, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance. CL, B, VL, Price, St. LNS 4 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, cluster, bright, very large, pretty rich, large and small bright and faint, stars, GC1594 erroneous M47 position, apparently assigned to Messier's position by John Herschel. GC1594 equals M47, RA7848m20.5s, NPD105D3, 19.3, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, place from Wollaston's cat open square bracket a log, zero observations by W.N.J. Herschel. Remark, hours assigns are a greater by 4 meters. The cluster has not since been observed. It is probably a very loose and poor one. Dreyer, NGC2422, NGC2422 equals GC1551 equals H459 equals H3088 equals HVII.38, RA7H30m11s, NPD104D10.5, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, B. VL, Pri, St. L and S, equals M47 cluster, bright, very large, pretty rich, large and small bright and faint, stars, and GC2478 erroneous M47 position, RA7848m20s, NPD105D3.3, 1860.0, and GC2478 equals GC1594. M47, cluster, remark, 2478, M47, hours assigns at RA greater by 4 meters, clerical error, CVJS, volume guide P183, T.F. Morris, 1959, identified M47 with NGC2422 according to Owen Gingerich, 1960, and others, Owen Gingerich, 1960, Sky and Telescope, VO 20, number the 4th of, October 1960, p196, more explicit reasons for this identification of M47 with NGC2422, were given independently in 1959 by T.F. Morris, a member of the Messier Club of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada's Montreal Centre. Dr. Morris suggested that an error in signs in the difference between M47 and the comparison star could account for the position. Messier determined the declination of a nebula or cluster by measuring the difference between the object and a comparison star of known declination. The right ascension could be found by recording the times at which the object and the star drifted across a central wire in his telescope's field. The time interval gives the difference in right ascension. The differences between Messier's 1770 actually 1771 position for M47 and his stated comparison star, 2 Navis. Now 2 Puppis, if applied with opposite signs, leads to NGC2422. Clearly, Messier made a mistake in computation. Content Karasiev says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.